FM Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh, new, smart talk all day. It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. He's making his way to studio as we speak. I have Sheldon Longley joining me in studio this morning. We're talking all things track and field, and I have a special guest in studio. Ma'am, introduce yourself, please.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Antonia Duncombe. I'm interning at 96.9 for 4 weeks, and it's been a joy. Good morning, Bahamas.
Absolutely. It has been a joy having you as my producer, part-time, shift in, shift out, over the last few weeks. In particular, I love how you have that music playing on time, because sometimes I forget that I have a time limit. But that's why we call it on the clock, so I could remind myself, you got 1 hour to talk. So we're talking sports this morning. Before we get into sports, I want to just put my finger on three headlines that I intend on talking about on Monday. The first one, Tribune, pilot tells of daring Haiti rescue mission. Inside there's a profile by Diane Phillips. Profile of Courage, the chopper pilot who flew into Port-au-Prince to rescue 10, shares his story. I just have a quick question. How come he is a hero, but Haitians trying to rescue other Haitians from the chaos and crisis in Haiti are not heroes? We're going to talk about that on Monday. And the other two headlines in The Guardian: we don't aim to put society at risk. Judges highlight need to protect presumption of innocence. And in the Tribune, use of juries needs review, says Court of Appeal President. On Monday, I'm going to ask the question, how come the principle of presumption of innocence is important, but the papers is not? I see a trend where it appears as if state actors feel that they are warranted in restricting our rights to make their jobs easier. It's a trend getting stronger and stronger in our governance. Now listen, come back, because we finish with the politics, sir. We're going to talk sports. Make sure you come back. So we have Mr. Longley joining us to give us an update on the BAISS Track and Field Championships, the GSSSA Track and Field Championships, on the BSAA Track and Field Championships that are taking place right now, and updates on the Carifta Aquatics and Carifta Track and Field. Let's get the show started with some quick stories. First one from last week: Denisha Cartwright is Athlete of the Year. This is from the 6th of March, 2024. For the fourth season in a row, Bahamian collegiate standout Denisha Cartwright has emerged as the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference Women's Indoor Track and Field Athlete of the Year. The Minnesota State senior earned 30 points at the NSIC Championships. She was a high point performer and won all three events she competed in, breaking the NSIC record in each. The diminutive sprinter hurdler showed her versatility as she won the 60-meter hurdles for the fourth year in a row with an NCAA record time of 7.93, third fastest in NCAA competition this season at all levels. She also broke the NCIS record in the 200-meter dash in a time of 23.68 and won the 60-meter dash with a tying her own record from the 2023 prelims. And when we go deeper into the news, we see that Denisha has been doing great things. We're going to fast forward to this story. Jones Cartwright turned in strong performances. This is in the Guardian Monday's edition. Bahamian collegiate athletes Terrence Jones and Denisha Cartwright turned in exceptional times, highlighting performances from Bahamians during the 2024 National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I and Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships this past weekend. Jones and teammate Antoine Andrews helped the Texas Tech Red Raiders to a national championship title on the men's side in Boston, Massachusetts. For Jones, he was a double national champion as he won the 80 meters and 200 meter races. The 60 meter dash final saw Jones running in a field that featured Bahamian Wanya McCoy. Wanya McCoy held the record before Jones blasted through it in this race. McCoy came fourth in the race at 6.60 seconds. Jones won the race with 6.54 seconds. Way to go. Andrews ran in the prelim of that event and finished 12th overall, 6.64. Now let's get to Cartwright. Denisha Cartwright was second in the 60 meters after clocking 7.30 seconds. The winner of that race, Alexis Brown, won in 7.18 seconds. Also featured this weekend on the track, Javonia Valcourt helped her 4x4 team run a season's best 3.29 overall. Robin Roll Curry was also in action in that 4x4 relay. Those two quick stories. Denisha is doing well. Jones grabbed it again. Longley.
Hey.
This is what we were expecting from Jones, right, Terrence?
Yes.
This is what he promised us.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Terrence Jones is a phenomenal athlete. You know.
Hold on 1 second. Again, speak again. There
yeah.
we go.
You get me?
Yeah. Here we go.
Now I'm saying yes, indeed. Terrence Jones, he's a phenomenal athlete. He is going to be world class for sure. I believe he's on the cusp of already being there. You know, he ran 9.91 last season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and 99 you could go in the 10 seconds. That's world class.
Yeah.
You know, so I expect him to do some big things in outdoor season. Outdoor season is just getting started.
Yeah.
You know, he's always been a strong sprinter. You know, he started off as a quarter miler, but he's always been a strong sprinter. And I foresee him going under 10 seconds again this year. I think he's going to do some good things at the Olympics. You know, last year was kind of his breakthrough at the World Championships level on the senior side, right? So now he has 1 year experience at that level, and I expect him to do some big things at the Olympics.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So on the table today, we've got the BAISS results with SAC coming in. Was that their fourth consecutive win? We say congratulations to SAC. They beat QC by 15.5 points to take it again this year. We say congratulations to SAC. I mean, from the Comets perspective, we love it. We got to compete against the best. And every time we're going to show you, we're trying to come for you. Congratulations, SAC, coming in third. We got to say congratulations to Temple Christian Schools. The Sun Dem did it.
Well, I don't know if QC loved it too much. I'm sure they would have wanted to win.
Yeah, of course we wanted to win, but we appreciate that we got beat by the best.
Yeah, I know they really tried hard for this one because I think this is Sean Turnquist's last year as a principal, I think, of Queen's College, so they wanted to win it for her.
Yeah.
So they put everything on the line trying to win this particular one. They came up a bit short, you know, but like you said, congratulations to SAC. Tremendous show, and tremendous show in both schools, I think.
Yeah, I mean, SAC had to pull out their best to beat us this year.
Yeah, no doubt. SAC was strong across the board.
Yeah.
And if you want to beat SAC in BAISS, you have to match them and be strong across the board.
Right.
You can't just have just a strong track program and not a strong field program.
Yes.
You know, you have to be balanced in both.
Absolutely.
And SAC was strong in all four divisions, and that's the only way you're going to beat them, if you can match that energy. What was that secret of it?
They had that Devin Charlton energy, man. I mean, I'm mad at them because we got our energy too. But
notice that Dave and Devin showed up is when they shot past QC, because QC had taken the lead on day two.
Yeah.
And when Devin showed up on day three, then Sock surged back in front. So maybe she was the secret weapon for real.
Yeah, man. We got a call on our comments. We got a call on our alum to come out and bring that extra bit of juice for us to beat Sock. But congratulations to everyone, including, like I say, Temple Christian's son. We always talk about the rivalry between QC and Sac, but I think Temple Christian has made amazing strides over the last decade building the capacity of their track and field offering.
They have.
Is awesome. I wanted to say congratulations to the Sun came third, St. John's came fourth, and Aquinas College Aces came fifth. Now over to GSS. SA, a quick wrap-up. The C.R. Walker Knight celebrated another GSS SA track and field win. That's in the juniors. Well, no,
seniors.
Tell me. The seniors. C.R. Walker's seniors and the C.H. Reeves Raptors mm-hmm. in the junior competition. C.H. Reeves Raptors took it for the fourth time as well, eh?
Yes, and I think it was the seventh straight for C.R. Walker. Perennial champions.
Yes, seventh. Wow.
Yeah. See, we better get him quite a push this year, but C.R. Walker was able to hold on.
Is C.R. Walker like a charter school for sports? Is that their focus? I thought C.R. Walker was a performing arts. Is it performing arts focus?
Well, obviously, they have a good feeder program.
Yeah.
You know, and they've been having good coaching for years, you know, so they're able to produce athletes. Remember back in the day, it used to be CC Sweden.
Yeah.
That used to be dominating at the track and field level with coaches like Julie Wilson and the late Boston Blackie Miller. You know, but now C.R. Walker has really taken over. Now regarded as the top school in seniors in the government school sector for track and field. You know, and they recruit well, I guess, obviously. And their coaching is still top-notch. Floyd Embershaw was there for many years. I think Akia Rose is now the head coach now. So she's doing a tremendous job. So kudos to them. And seventh straight, that's not easy. So, you know, congratulations to them as well.
I mean, absolutely. Big congratulations. Seven straight and four straight. These are legacies being built.
Yes.
And we say congratulations to the students and to the school population, right? The student population who obviously cheer on and support their classmates to ensure that they could take the win. Okay, BSAA, Bahamas Scholastic Athletic Association. That's the smaller private schools. I know that we have a story here where they crowned their champions in basketball, I think. This is BSSA Basketball Championship results. Genesis Academy defeated Freedom Baptist Academy 2-0 in a best-of-three championship series to win the primary boys title, Christian School for the primary school girls title, Telios Cherubims took home the Junior Girls Championship after knocking out St. John's College Giants, and the International School of Business, Entrepreneurship, and Technology were crowned the Super Mini BSSA and Junior Boys Champions for 2024. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to them.
Yes, indeed. I'm a bit surprised that St. John's is actually included in that, because I know they're part of the BAISS.
Yeah.
Right? Unless that's the primary girls competing.
Well, that's what I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's the primary girls competing.
Okay. I know they have their track and field championships going on. I think right now we're at the old Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
Right. I was looking for some stories because I have a athlete I have to cheer for from a Catherine Academy.
Okay.
So I was looking for some results. Okay. You are Simba covering that?
We will try to get some results in today.
Okay.
It's going to be a busy weekend for us with the Carifta trials. That starts this evening as well. So I'm not exactly sure what time the small schools meet end. Mm-hmm. But I know the Carifta trials get underway at 5 o'clock today.
All right.
So that's going to be our primary focus for the weekend. You know, we're trying to get a strong Carifta team going into Grenada.
Absolutely. So, we're trying to fill it out to get all 80, eh?
Yes. Yes, that's the plan. That's the plan. Right now, we have 48 qualifiers. And I'm not sure if any would have come out of the small schools meet, but traditionally, every year, mm-hmm. we get our biggest amount of qualifiers at the Carifta Trials.
Yeah.
And I expect it to be no different this year. I think we're going to do some big things.
Is it likely if a student in BSA championship, if they're vying for a Carifta spot, you think they're competing this weekend with BSAA?
They probably won't be.
They're saving themselves for the trials.
That's a very good point, because I know the BAISS had the same issue last weekend. Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't want their championships to be last weekend, because they wanted their athletes to rest in time for the Carifta Trials. You know, but this Carifta Trials is going to be probably the most loaded that we've ever had. Close to 500 athletes have registered.
Wow, yeah.
You know, that's high schools here and abroad, colleges abroad, COB, you know.
Family.
Any athlete who is under 20, they have registered, because they are trying out to make this Carifta team.
All right. When does competition begin for, what do you call it, the last chance meet? Or is that the swimming is called last chance?
That's the swimming.
What y'all call this one for track and field?
The ultimate chance.
The ultimate chance.
No, that's just my words. But it's going to be truly exciting. Starts at 5 o'clock this evening, and then 4 o'clock tomorrow, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. This is the first time we're having a 3-day Carifta Trials, and as long as I could remember, you know. But given the number of events, you know, and we also know some Olympic development events as well.
I saw that. What are those events?
The sprints.
Okay.
The one, the two, and the four in both genders, trying to get our athletes qualified for the Olympics. Some of them are here. They were asking for it, so now they have it. So now they just have to come out and compete. It's going to be a great show.
Mr. Longley.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to ask a question for the viewers.
Sure.
We just want to break down the different sectors in the sports, because I hear you talk about the BAISSA.
Yes.
You know, which is the senior.
That's the Bahamas Association.
The Bahamas Association
of independent secondary schools.
Okay, of independent.
They go from grade 7 to 12.
And so the primary, they has a primary division.
Schools Sports Association. And BSAA, I think they cater to primary school students as well.
Primary and junior school.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Right. So absolutely. BSAA.
The two main high school leagues.
Yes,
sir. Are the BAISS. And the GSSSA in the Providence.
Okay.
And then you have the Grand Bahama Secondary School Sports Association.
Yes.
Well, seeing the rise of a school like Temple Christian,
yes.
Right, which was initially considered a small private secondary school, but now they're competing with the big boys. How long before we blend the two? How long before the BSAA schools can compete with the BAISS schools?
Well, they do in nationals. We have a national high school competition that's going to be in April this year.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember, but it was probably in the 80s when both leagues were under one umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that hasn't been the case now for about 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And I don't know if it's ever going to get back to that point. But the nationals really combine all of the schools in the Bahamas.
So they do have an opportunity to compete together.
Yes, yes.
Because there is something to be said for the energy that you get competing against the best, right? So
mm-hmm.
you compete in your league, and that's great. You may be the biggest fish in your small pond,
mm-hmm.
but being able to compete against the biggest fish in the big pond can help you to improve it tremendously.
And for bragging rights, you want to be able to call yourself a national high school champion.
Yes.
To have a national high school record.
For sportsmanship, you know? For all the schools to compete. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
the government going against the private to see who's the best.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Carifta Aquatics.
Mm-hmm.
First question, are we ready?
Well, in terms of the team being named and in terms of their competitive skills and level, I think it's a very good team.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a chance to peruse the list. It's a very experienced team. I noticed some swimmers from the last Carifta Championships are there. They're going to be led by two swimmers who actually competed at the Senior World Championships this year.
Yeah, Marvin Johnson and Renishka.
Renishka Gibbs.
Right.
You know, they haven't named the captains as yet.
So, Mr. Longley, yeah. I just want to ask, is this something y'all are first bringing to? Because this is the first time I've heard this name, the Carifta Aquatics. Can you introduce to the viewers what it's all about?
Well, everything is being rebranded in sports, right?
Okay.
At the world level, the governing body for swimming is now aquatics. It's called World Aquatics.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So to be in line with that, the Bahamas Swimming Federation, they had to alter their brand as well. So they're now Bahamas Aquatics.
Okay.
Right? And so that's why you're there, Carifta Aquatics Championships, as opposed to Carifta Swimming Championships. It's all inclusive. You have water polo, you have open water swimming.
Okay.
I think you must synchronize women as well. So it's all inclusive, right?
Okay.
So everything comes under aquatics now.
Right. And so for this year's CARIFTA Championships, we have the seniors, the juniors, right?
We have 10 to 12, I think it is. 10 to 12, 13, 14, and then 15 to 17.
Yeah. 11 to 12, 13
That's it.
To 14, to and 15 to 17.
Yes.
There's a new category this year, 18 yes. and over.
Yes.
Why did they introduce this category?
Well, that is for those athletes who are looking to qualify for the Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't forget this is an Olympic year. So
absolutely.
So they introduced that category specifically this year for those athletes who are out there who are looking to qualify for the Olympics. It doesn't count towards the points
right.
for CARIFTA.
But it will count if you you could qualify.
You could qualify for CARIFTA. I mean, for the Olympics
right.
in that category.
Making up the open water team.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be our second open water team at a CARIFTA Aquatics?
I think it's more than two. I think we competed probably in about five.
Five
yeah,
so far?
Okay. I'm not sure the exact number, but we compete in open water swimming.
All right. And are we launching, in the article I didn't see, are we launching a water polo team this year, or did we not qualify?
I understand the water polo competition has been canceled, actually, because of not enough entries.
Okay.
Right. The Bahamas is ready to field a team.
Okay.
But because the other regional countries might not have produced teams, then they decided to cancel it this year.
Right. So they may have some athletes playing water polo at the university level abroad, but not sufficient athletes to field the team.
That's a very good point, because yeah. a lot of athletes, even on track and field side, wouldn't get released from their particular colleges or universities to come home and compete.
Yeah.
So that may be a very good reason why they decided to cancel it.
I think they're scared. Because what is water polo, ma'am? World champions at Pawkin.
The Bahamas.
I'd be scared too. So let's call, if you don't mind just a moment, let's call off the name, the team, the names
okay.
of the team members. Again, we start, they say that last year's captains will be on the team, Marvin Johnson and Renishka Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
We know that in the 11 to 12 girls, we have Celeste Gibson.
Very good
athlete. Last year's champion.
Outstanding.
In the boys' side, 11 to 12, David Singh.
Very good.
Joining them, Sienna Campbell, Isabel Cucurulo, Alyssa Ferguson, Taylor Nichols, Taya Seymour, Skylar Smith, somebody by the name of Gibson. We didn't get the first name there, but you know who you are. Madison Gilbert in 13 to 14.
Maddie.
There you go, Maddie. You got fans. Cian Isaacs, Layla Lewis, DNDN McKenzie, Kimaya Saunders, Jayla Threadgill, Gibbs. In the 15 to 17 category, Katie Golandris, Kiana Higgs, Sienna Norville Smith, Mia Patton, Ella Thiberg, Zoe Williamson, and on the boys' side, we got Blake Camacho, Kristen Joseph, Sean Norville Smith. They got a brother and sister duo there, Benicio Robinson,
mm-hmm.
Harold Simmons, Maxwell Daniels, William Farrington, Lennon Hamilton, Dijon Simmons Singh, Tristan Ferguson, Ellie Gibson, Tristan Hepburn, Asher Johnson, another Johnson, Caden Wells. In the 18 and over category, we have Grace Farrington, Delaney Mizell, Victoria Russell, our favorite, Zaylee Elizabeth Thompson, competing again, Jack Barr, another familiar name, Thomas Bowers as well, Emmanuel Gadsden, Joshua Murray, Lamar Taylor, Errol Thompson, and Mark Anthony Thompson among the young men. And in the open water team, Alyssa Burrows, Madison Gilbert, Alexia Zatarain, Giada Bertoli, Alana Murray, Layla Saeed, Damari Butler, William Farrington, Miles Saunders, Jack Barr again, Daniel Ferguson, Malcolm Menzies, and Donald Saunders.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we call off the whole team name, because this is...
I hope you don't leave out nobody.
I hope the article didn't leave out anybody.
You did a good job by calling out those names, by the way.
Yeah, but these guys are our champions.
Yeah.
5 years straight. They're going for a sixth consecutive win. These are our champions. And we got a Stevie, and we got a Weibo, and we got a Charlton, right? And we got them, but we also got to big these guys up.
Mm-hmm.
Five consecutive CARIFTAs.
And 7 out of 8.
And 7 out of 8, and we're going for 8 out of 9.
Yep.
6 straight. Congratulations to that team. Who you think will win CARIFTA?
Swimming or track and field?
Swimming.
Swimming. I'm homegrown, man. Bahamas again.
Bahamas, we can take it again.
For 6 straight. It's a very strong team.
Yeah.
You know, I like the team. And in an interview with Simba that was in today's paper,
mm-hmm.
Coach Murphy said he feels this could be the strongest of the bunch. You know, so that's some strong words.
Yeah.
You know, to have won 5 straight and 7 out of 8, and to say this one could be the strongest of the bunch, that means nothing but the best. Nothing but the top prize that he's expecting.
Now, so, to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
One element that sticks its head up is, have they had sufficient time to practice in a 50-meter pool, and will that hinder our victory?
I have to answer the first part of the question, though, it would be no. They haven't had sufficient time to practice in a 50-meter pool. Not the time that they would have liked to have,
mm-hmm.
right? But that, it doesn't mean that they're not prepared. You know, we have pools around the island, 20 of us. We're able to travel
mm-hmm.
to go away and train in a pool abroad. Giovanni said that in his interview as well. He said his club was able to go away. So, and looking at the names, it's a very strong team. Mm-hmm. A lot of names are experienced. So I'm sure they know what to do in certain situations. I'm sure they're going to be ready. I understand the water's being put in the pool this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives them about a little less than 2 weeks to prepare for Grifter. I think they're going to be ready.
All right. Now, on the track and field side,
yes.
At this ultimate meet, what track are they competing on?
Right now, they're using the old TAR, the old Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Okay. That has hosted all of the meets this year.
Okay.
You know, it's World Athletic certified. You know, it's a pretty good condition.
Okay.
And our athletes are looking good.
Yeah.
So I'm optimistic track and field is going to do good as well. It might be difficult to match Jamaica. You know, Jamaica's won 37 straight championships.
We and got this, though. We got this.
You're optimistic. I'm optimistic as well. But nevertheless, I expect strong performances from all of our athletes.
Listen, let Jamaica win one more Carifta championship, and Bamsey, we're going to need you to expand into a yellow yam. That from Jamaica. Let's figure out if that yellow yam is really the secret to their success. I have a feeling it may be the hills, right? And the experience that young Jamaicans get just sort of naturally roaming through their country, all those hills and nice long paths.
Man,
they walk a lot too and run a lot.
Yeah.
One of the best training programs in the world in Jamaica. No doubt about that. Even World Athletics President Lord Sebastian Coe, when he came to Grifter, he said this is the best competition, the best junior competition in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that says a lot about the level of competition that he saw from the athletes. And Jamaica is the creme de la creme when it comes to that.
Absolutely. Jamaica, we're not dissing. We're just going to teeth that secret. We know it's the yellow yam. We know it's the yellow yam. What you think is going to be the best race coming out of Carifta, the best competition coming out of Carifta? I don't want to diss the field side. The field is exciting. Just
you mean for the Bahamas?
Well, out of the competition and for the Bahamas.
I like the sprints. I think it's going to be very competitive in the under 20 boys and under 20 girls and under 17s as well. I think our best chance for a gold medal, almost sure gold medalist, is going to be T.R.E. Scott in under 17 girls javelin.
Yeah.
She is phenomenal. You know, she is number 4 in the world right now. She had a throw at BAISS 49.83 meters. That was just spectacular. That
phenomenal.
Was probably, that was about 3 or 4 feet better than her personal best. You know, she's more advanced right now than Rima was at that age.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
And Rima is a world level competitor. I think she's going to be a sure gold medalist for us at Carifta. I think we're going to get gold and silver in that because I think Kamara Strong is going to win the silver. She's a former Carifta champion. She's still a reigning Carifta champion in that event. So I think she's going to get the silver. And under 20 girls, I think we're going to get gold in that as well. I think Tasia Stubbs is going to win the gold in that. But our field athletes are very, very strong.
All right.
So kudos to Corrington Maycock and the rest of the field athlete coaches out there.
Every time a Bahamian wins, snatches a world title, a world leading time at a professional level, we got some young athletes coming in at the collegiate level, coming in at the high school level, challenging them, right? So Devin Charlton went out and snatched the 60 meter hurdles, but then we got Printasia Johnson at Life University who came out and snatched a 60 meter title as well. How does it look in terms of building for the future, right? Shawnee is out there winning titles, and then we see Devin and Sean Strawn, the Strawn sisters, coming right behind her.
The Charlton sisters.
Sorry, Charlton sisters, right. And then there's Antonique Strawn, right?
Yes.
She's out there doing her thing. Are we building for the future?
Yes, we are. And I am so excited about the talent that is coming up in our young athletes. You know, you could see it across the board. You know, the sprints, the middle distance, you know, the field events. You know, we're very talented across the board. I'm very excited about the men's sprint, really, in particular. Mm-hmm. You know, when I look at Terrence Jones, Wanya McCoy, Anton Andrews, I think those three right there mm-hmm. are going to form the basis of our men's sprint program going forward. You know, so we add one or two more to them. We got a sprint relay team that could compete with anybody in the world.
Are they coming home for world relays? World athletic relays?
I'm not sure about the world relays, but they'll definitely be here for nationals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, world relays is still doing collegiate. To see if they could get a break from college to come home for that. But they will definitely be here for nationals.
You think we're going to launch a 4x1, 4x2 team for the Olympics? You think we can qualify for that?
Well, we can field them for the world relays.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just up to them to qualify. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to finish in the top 14.
Okay.
You know, it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, but we just have to make sure field a strong team across the board. And I think we could do that.
Okay. All right. Producer, take us to a break. And when we get back from the break, I've got some more local sports. We've got golf. We've got sailing. And then we've got boxing and bodybuilding. We got Mighty Mouse.
You got everybody
in Florida winning three titles. Producer, take us to a break. We come back from the break. A bit more local news and then some Bahamians abroad. Kai Jones is back and he may be pairing up with his Bahamian buddy, Healed. Yeah. You guys stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We're waiting for Mr. Eric Sawyer III to sprint his way into studio. We'll be right back.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? 300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock on our Sports Friday. Okay. Let's speed through some local sports stories. Patrick Tomlinson earned 6 top 10 finishes. That's in yesterday's Nassau Tribune. 3 Bahamian Optimist sailors competed at the 2024 Optimist Sunshine State Championship hosted by the United States Optimist Dinghy Association. All I needed to hear was dinghy boat. That's all I needed to hear, and I know a Bahamian was going to do well. Patrick Tomlinson, Finley McKinney-Lambert, and Callum Pritchard were all in action in the championship fleet. Tomlinson managed to sail away with 6 top 10 finishes, which also included a bullet in the last race. He ended his experience with a trophy for 8th overall out of 212 sailors that competed from the U.S., Canada, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. McKinney-Lambert wrapped up 29-10. Meanwhile, Pritchard concluded in the top half of the rankings with an 85th overall position after 2 top 20 finishes. The sailors had a great weekend of racing with their competitors and enjoyed the weather conditions. Now to Mighty Mouse. Perhaps My most favorite story of the day. At the Arnold Classic in Columbus, Ohio, held from February 29th to March 1st, Paul Mighty Mouse Wilson captured the gold in the men's physique class A, classic physique class A, and lightweight bodybuilding. Even though the goal was to obtain his pro card, Wilson said not getting it won't diminish his hat trick, carding off his first triple crown feat. We say congratulations to you, Mighty Mouse, for a tremendous showing. Another quick, so that's sailing and box and bodybuilding, and now we go to rowing, or my favorite, rowing. They should call it rowing so I could be a champion. Isaiah has best showing. The Windsor Rowing Club, which is fast becoming a household name to reckon with from the Bahamas on the international scene, took an 8-member team to compete in the 2024 Oars in Orlando, Florida over the weekend. The team participated in 6 events in the singles, doubles, and quad for both the men and women in sculling events against 514 athletes competing from 28 different rowing clubs. The team's best showing, according to head coach Rob Gibson, was by Isaiah Ellis, who had personal best performances after winning his heat in a time of 6:05, placing him 7th out of a field of 27 rowers. We say congratulations to you too, sir. And now to golf. Windsor School complete sweep in golf. This is on Wednesday's Tribune. While the Windsor School completed a clean sweep of all 4 divisions on Monday, the primary schools jockeyed for a spot in Thursday's finals yesterday at the Interschool Golf Championships. A year after winning 3 out of 4 divisions at the National High School Golf Tournament, Windsor School returned with a vengeance to run away with the junior girls and boys as well as the senior girls and boys titles to start the week. Other school teams and individual competitors came from these schools' home, St. Cecilia's, Genesis Academy, St. Thomas More, Summit Academy, Lyford Key International School, Nassau Christian Academy, and I guess Poitiers Golf School. That's the private schools. Now we go to the public schools. In Thursday's Tribune, Eva Hilton's clean sweep in golf, the Eva Hilton Shockers brought out the broom at the 2024 Interschool Golf Championships yesterday to sweep all 4 team divisions at the Bahamas Golf Federation's 9-hole golf facility for the 4th year in a row. The championships will now be played, yesterday, with competitors from private primary schools facing off against the public primary schools starting at 8 a.m. Shockers took care of business in the lower primary girls and boys divisions. They reigned supreme in the upper primary girls and boys divisions as well. Eva Hilton, T.G. Glover, and Claridge Primary were the top 3 teams in the upper primary boys divisions, and the victors had a score of 132 points. T.G. Glover came second with 156, and Claridge Primary 179 for third place. And then you turn to today's Guardian, champions crowned in primary school nationals. Windsor Homeschool share titles. We say congratulations to everyone. It was a very competitive day in the Capital Union Bank 2024 National Primary School Golf Championships. Congratulations to everyone. Windsor School won the Upper Primary Boys Division. Homeschool won the Upper Primary Girls Division. St. Andrews International School won the Lower Primary Boys Division. And Poitiers Golf Homeschool won the Lower Primary Girls Division. Producer, let's go to that caller. Let's take that call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Grant.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
And I believe you have some guests in there.
I got Sheldon Longley, and I have our intern who's joining me today. So Sheldon could learn us a thing or two about track and field and athletics.
He's doing a good job. Good morning,
excellent job.
Good morning, brother. How's everything?
I am well, and good morning to your producer.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. First time I hear you are a friendly producer.
Yeah, man. She's great.
Listen, all of us are friendly. These producers work hard down here. Shout out to Mr. Kermit and Mr.
Oh, yeah, Kermit's my boy. I know Kermit from Moy FM.
Man, listen, we at Guardian right now. You know Kermit from...
way back.
from the Junkanoo group, man. They're mortals.
That's right. That too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I think we're going for our sixth swimming championship.
Yeah,
right?
We're going for the sixth one. Straight, sixth straight. We're going for the eighth out of nine.
And I'm hoping that reason why I point that out because that is important because I think this twice governed it, or three times in Nassau.
Sheldon, how many times have we hosted it in the Bahamas?
In total, I'm thinking about eight or nine. Or is that track and field? It's quite a bit.
That's all I'm talking about. Swimming.
Yeah, swimming, the last time you hosted, I think, would have been 2017 or 2018.
And then I fight this for the second time then.
No, in total, I'm sure we hosted at least five times.
Five of them in Nassau.
Yeah, in total.
But I said that is interesting. That means you gained five, six. That's a record breaker.
Yeah, yeah, we'll break the record, which we said.
We like the host. Track and field, we like the host.
Say that again.
The last one was Helen to Lucia.
No.
Last year.
Last year.
Yeah, weren't they in Curacao last year?
Last year was Curacao, yes.
Yeah, Curacao. Yes. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm hearing mentioned a relay in May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm glad it's back. Thank you to the Minister of Youth and Sports. And I believe it was on his watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's involved again.
Huh?
He's involved with the planning committee again.
Down in Wolf.
He is.
He's a minister during that time.
Yeah, he's not minister now, but he's still involved.
No, definitely. Yeah. Definitely Mr. Bullock.
Yeah.
I'm correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in charge of that. So we're looking for some good stuff. Swimming starts, I don't know, 31st?
Swimming starts on the 30th. The 30th? Is that a Saturday?
I go into the story right now.
Starts on the 30th.
And the track and field is going to be in Grenada. That starts early.
That starts on the 30th. Both of them start the same day.
Yeah. March 28th right. For aquatics. And
well, the 28th is when the team start to reach.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
The competition will start on the 30th.
What is that? Aaron Green to Carifta and Grenada, man.
Man, that's far, far, far. I trying to get to Mutton Fest.
Do I show live from your mind?
Listen, I trying to get to Mutton Fest so I could, you know the junior rodeo when the little children jump on the sheep and wrestle the sheep? I going to wrestle me some mutton, buddy.
I'd rather you go to the government taking all the seats.
You got to go to my hometown.
They can take all the seats. I'd rather you, Aaron. Carry your team up there. Have a radio show up there.
Man, listen, I'd love to do it, but you know you got to be part of my show. Team.
I got to go to Exuma for that, so you got to. Going to be in Exuma. I think that's the first one in Long Island.
Listen, I'm going to regard in Exuma for the swimming pig race. You got to sit on the back of the pig and race it through the harbor. And then to Long Island for the mutton festival so I could wrestle a goat and ride a goat into the city.
And you know you got to bring my spot.
Yes, sir. If I could wrestle one, I could wrestle two. Don't watch
that. No, I want a mutton.
that's swimming pig race. Is that a real thing, man? That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Racing goat?
The swimming pig race.
It will be when I get there.
Yeah, but let me close with that one. I'll be able to watch that game, the basketball game tomorrow. The two best players, Buddy is enjoying it.
Well, listen, we got to make sure that the contract has been signed.
It's a 10-day.
Yeah, I've seen conflicting information, but I found this story from Sports Illustrated. It said, with just a few weeks to go in the regular season, 76ers, are expected to sign a 10-day contract with Kai Jones. Now, I've seen other stories that said it's signed. It's a done deal.
Were you talking about it? Yes, Pia, it's a done deal?
Well, I saw Eyewitness News story was hesitant. They reported that it's expected to be signed, but I saw another American sports channel saying that it's done. It's a done deal.
And that game for 2:30 tomorrow?
I'm not sure when the game is, but we're hoping that he's in it.
I know tomorrow is an ABC game.
Okay, I can check it out.
Yeah, you got to go go to credible source. They're saying it's supposed to be signed today. It's expected to be signed today.
According to my source, too, I put a sender to you, and they said a day, though.
Yeah, so if it's signed, and he's going to be on the sideline, hopefully he gets in the game. Just because it's signed doesn't mean he's going to play.
But that's going to be powerful. I think that's history, you know, two Bahamians playing on one NBA basketball.
It is.
And I'm hoping that they were watching the tapes from our national qualifiers, and they saw the energy and the synergy between Kai and Buddy.
You can imagine they're in the game at the same time.
That'd be powerful.
Yeah.
That'd be history.
Right.
Talking about the Olympics, we have our last game in July.
Last tournament in July.
Yeah.
It's a six-team tournament, a six-nation tournament, and we have to win in order to move on.
You have the date for that?
Say again?
The date for that.
The dates, I think, is the beginning part of July. I can't remember the exact dates.
Yeah, I got to
But it's the beginning part of July. It's going to be in Spain.
Yeah.
You know, and Spain is going to be one of the competitors. So,
they're the toughest, too.
And they're one of the best in the world. So to beat them on their home court, you know, as them being one of the best in the world, that's going to be very difficult. But we did it to Argentina.
Yeah.
So if we could do it to Argentina, we could do it to Spain.
Absolutely. I think we got that number 12, right?
No, we're number 57 in the world right now.
Okay.
But those rankings are off, though.
They need to be adjusted.
They need to be adjusted. I agree.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
Absolutely.
Thanks much.
But we're all excited to see Kai Jones get back on the court. Now, somebody says maybe they're hoping he can be a mentor. Well, this is it, right? Buddy was chosen was appointed ambassador at large for the Bahamas, primarily because of his energy and his engagement professionally on the court and off the court. He joined the Sixers team. One of the first things they say he did was he invited the whole team to his home gym in Texas for some training, right, to build that energy. And so I'm sure that they have six of that energy, that leadership energy, the maturity, the ability to sit back and still lead, right? Not just to fill a gap with Embiid, but maybe now Kai Jones with Buddy becomes a better Kai Jones for NBA play.
He knows him the best.
No doubt.
There's a familiarity.
Yes, a familiarity with him. Yeah.
You know,
and just Kai being on the team is a testament to the Buddy effect in Philly.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Buddy would have said something, you know, to the upper management of Philly, you know, getting their ear, you know, and they might have said, okay, let's take a look at this place in Kai Jones. And they saw him compete for us in the last tournament. So, and they gave him a contract.
Yeah.
So it has to be the Buddy effect. And,
I mean, he played serious ball.
He played very well. Yeah. And I have no doubt that if he's given the opportunity to play in the NBA again, he's going to shine.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's go to the phone line. Caller. Okay, we lost that call. Producer, let's go to the next call. Good morning, caller.
Hey, what's Aaron?
Everything's good. How you do?
Everything good, man, with the grace of God.
Bless
you. Listen, I called in to find out concerning the events for tomorrow, track and field event.
Okay.
What time does it start and over?
Okay, I'm going to go to the story again right now. Track and field, 5 p.m. on Friday. That's 5 p.m. today, 4 p.m. on Saturday, and 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay, you say 4 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
What time is over Saturday?
I'm not sure. Sheldon, can you give a sense?
They're probably going to wrap up like around 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening.
9, 10 o'clock in the evening?
Yes.
My Lord. Which? Okay, thanks.
Up to 500 competitors.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Hey, man, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you very much. Absolutely. Another NBA story. Good news. Our guy, Aiden, had 30 points and 19 rebounds in Blazer win over last week. And they beat the Toronto Raptors 128-118. I couldn't even put on my Toronto Raptors jersey for the day.
Aiden is balling right now. Aiden had three straight games of 20 or more points and 15 or more rebounds this week. And then he turned around and had another 30-point game last night. He had 31 last night and 14 rebounds.
Absolutely.
Right. So he is this is probably the best stretch of his career right now.
Absolutely.
He's charming, and that's a great look for our BM national team in the summer.
Without a doubt. It may be too late for the Blazers to make it to the playoffs, but it's never too late for Aiden to show what he could do on the court. Let's go to this next caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning.
Morning, calling the show.
Oh, thank you. I always hear the show. Good show, Ms. Rand. I just wanted to tell you you're doing a good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm an anonymous caller.
Yes, sir.
So I'm calling. I have a question for your guest. What's his name again?
Sheldon Longley, sports reporter at the Nassau Guardian.
Okay. I just wanted to know, I'm a former champion, national champion. I'm, what do you guys do? I mean, I just need some assistance, you know, like for the distance runners, you know, like there's nothing in place for them. Like, what do you do? Or like someone like me, like seeking the help, you know, I want to give back, but, you know, I can't reach out to no one. I need some assistance. How can you help me with that?
You trying to give back in terms of coaching? I see that.
Yeah.
There's
people in place, you know, but you know, when they have physicians, they just don't live up to it. So like, I just need someone who I could reach out to, like, to just give me a hand. It's not I'm asking for a handout or I'm not
but
big.
Guidance.
I just need an opportunity.
Right, some guidance on how to best use what your skill and expertise to support the local track and field.
I'm back home now. You know, okay. I represented the country. I'm back home now. You know, the pandemic and the storm, it's been hectic. And now I'm at the point. I don't want to give all type of details, but now I'm at the point. I think it's time I'm ready to make my stand back on the stand. But
yes,
I just need a chance.
Okay, so listen, producer, let's don't hang up. Give your number to the producer, and we'll pass it on to Sheldon Longley after the show. Now, are there any track clubs that are centered or focused on long-distance running?
Not specifically, but we have some of them who are very good in distance running. You know, Harry Murray is one of them. Roadrunners have a good distance program. I know David Ferguson, he's a good distance runner, a former distance runner and a good distance coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have some clubs that that do very well in distance running. So,
Mr. Longley, no meaning to cut you off on anything like that. I know of all of them, Mr. Johnson. I know of all of them. No disrespect. They're like the best. Gotta mention my former coach, Ms. Frederick Bastian, my other former coach, Ms. Jennings. You guys gotta give credit. You know, they're responsible for a lot of athletes that made the Bahamas, athletes like Demetrius Pender, Alonzo Russell, like LaToya Williams. They're, you know, I just forget about them. It's my time now. I just want a chance. You know, I've reached out. I haven't got nothing back. I even written a letter. You know, it's nothing.
Like,
what are they doing in the beach? Is like.
Okay,
so
anonymous caller, I think this is a more constructive conversation off here. I only got two
That's
minutes
why I'm
left.
Saying I was just, you know,
yeah.
I didn't want it to, but I mean, I just, you know, just listening to you guys talk, and I just felt the urge to call.
Absolutely. Don't hang up the phone. The producer is going to take the call. Give him your number. I will pass it on to Mr. Longley, right?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I appreciate what you're saying. Longley, is there space for a long-distance club specific?
There's always
1,500
space.
Meter.
There's always space for
and up.
There's always space for coaches in particular.
Yeah.
Right. They call. They would all welcome the assistance.
Yeah.
You know, because the numbers are continuously growing. So the more athletes you have coming into the sport, into distance running, the more coaches you're going to need.
And listen, with my family island experience, we should be dominating. We should be really, really pushing long distance running.
You should be.
I mean,
you should be.
The anecdotal stories of young men talking about, man, I had no car when I was growing up. I had to jog 4 and 5 settlements to see my girlfriend, right? To see my significant other. That's just something I did regularly. And I could talk about, in fact, I talk about the Pride family. Those guys are runners. They from South Andres.
Curtis Pride and the rest of them. Yes.
Yeah, Curtis Pride and his brother, Jonathan Pride. They were runners, right? And we may be losing a lot of talent, you know, or not identifying talent because we don't have programs specifically focused on those skills.
Yes, and I agree because, I mean, that's the area that we need to get better in again. Because, like you said, when you look at career level, we kind of almost match in Jamaica in the sprints. You know, we're up there in the field events, but our distance program has fallen off a lot, right? Our hurdles program is good, but we're still not on Jamaica's level in the hurdles, right? But distance is where we lose a lot of our medals, a lot of points.
A lot of potential points,
and if we could get back to that level that we used to be in distance running,
we could be challenging Jamaica again.
We could be competitive.
So listen, just as we end the show, I know we're right at the button. Producer, let's go through our NBA lineup. We've got, less than 2 months to go before the playoffs. And my good friends, the Lakers are not looking good. I just said that because Eric Sawyer is not here.
One and done.
They are at number nine, but that's horrible because the Warriors are sitting right below them this
They're
going
to have to play Golden State in a do-or-die game.
But that is also a play-in, so they still...
They have a chance.
That's their do-or-die.
They have to play in tournament. They lose that, they're done.
You think the Lakers could beat the Warriors?
They're gone. One and done.
Because, I mean, this is the Warriors' time to shine. This last part of the season is when they kick it in gear.
One and done.
I think both of them are done.
You think both of them out?
I think it's time for the newer generation, the Thunder, the Wolves.
Yeah, both are done in terms of getting to the finals. The Warriors are not going to go to the finals. But that one game right there, I'm going Golden State all the way.
Golden State all the way.
Yeah, they're going to take that. Lakers are going to be done in the first game of the play-in.
All right, our Eric Gordon and the Suns, they're sitting in the seventh seed in the Western Conference right now.
Western Conference semifinals. That's their limit, I think.
They don't play any defense though.
Yeah, they don't get further than that. They got blew up by my Celtics last night.
Yeah.
Right. And they, like the producers said, they don't play any defense. And their offense is not up to the level of other top notch.
Look here, what's the Celtics doing in first place and the Heat in eighth place? Is this going to be a repeat of last year?
Man, I hope we look at the lead. We had at least, must be about a 10-game lead right now over second place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, Celtics are 51-14 as of last
year.
Don't count out the Heat.
Cavaliers 42-24.
We count out the Heat. If we don't win this year, it's going to be a disaster. We're not worried about the Heat. We're not worried about the Bucks. We're not worried about the Sixers.
Playoff Jimmy is a real thing.
After Jimmy Permit's here, I don't know what's happening.
We got something for that, man.
They put the heat on his head.
I hope we beat them in the first round. They beat us in seven games last year.
Yeah.
So we got something for them. I can honestly say I'm not worried about any team of these. If the Celtics don't make it to the NBA Finals this year, it's going to be a major disaster.
West just can take it?
They're a heavy favorite.
It is. Yeah.
Boston is a heavy favorite in the East.
76ers.
No. Without Joel Embiid, no. No.
Buddy and Kai can't do it? With just them alone, but with the team that exists, can't Buddy and Kai take them over the edge?
No, they don't have enough depth. I love Buddy and I love Kai, you know, him 2-4-2 to the core, but the 76ers don't have enough depth to beat a team like Boston in the playoffs.
All right, producers, start playing that music because I got a billion questions for Longley, including if the Wizards are at 11-54 in the 15th place in the Eastern Conference and Spurs at 14-52, is it now that they introduced the play-in, right?
Yes.
Is it time to introduce a relegation where the 15 team drops and then there's another team that pops in? Is it time for that?
No, man. If you can't make the top 10 in either conference, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
But I mean, I know you don't deserve to be in the playoffs, but do you deserve to be in the NBA? Is it time for your whole team to drop down to the G League and practice until next year?
They're all professional teams, so I can't say that. The Pistons had, I think, a 22-game losing streak this year, and they still almost beat us in a couple games. Right? Yeah, so they're still professional players. Anything could happen on any given night. If you're not making your shots, you're going to lose no matter who you're playing.
So just like football, any given night.
Any given Sunday, any given day in the NBA, you could fall.
Someone could lose.
You could lose.
My producer, tell the people who you are again.
My name is Antoinette Duncombe.
And we hope to see you soon. Mr. Longley.
Yeah, one more thing I got to say. I got to encourage Bames to come out this weekend, the Corrupter Trials, man. They start at 5 o'clock today. 4 o'clock tomorrow and 3 o'clock on Sunday. It's going to be a 3-day Corrupter Trials. It's going to be hot, hot, hot. You don't want to miss it. We have almost 500 athletes registered. That's here and abroad. Today, you're going to see the 400 finals. You're going to see the 100 finals. You got to come out. They're going to carry on until about 9, 10 o'clock each evening, but it's going to be hot. It's going to be exciting. And this is where you're going to pick our Corrupter team from, these athletes. So the competition is going to be very hot. Got to come out.
Don't forget, spectators, you are part of the national team too, right? You are part of the team. Bring the energy. Cheer on your locals. And if you want to know why Jamaica has the program it has, it's because the spectators come out and bam, 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 bam all day.
Yep.
You guys have a great weekend. Thank you for joining me in studio today. You've been on the clock. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.